J.W. said that there were even bigger things than Coldplay, and he suggested we talk to you about them. Can you name something that's better than Coldplay that we're going to be involved in?
It's not better than. It's more significant than. Okay? And the more significant than would be the interplay with this whole hydrogen conversation. And this whole hydrogen conversation has to do with gravity, gravitational pull, and the decrease of polarity interplay. And that has to do with dimensional aspects between worlds. And it certainly would not be what you call patentable, but it most absolutely would come into play only to those who capitulated and played at a specific degree or level. Basically, as Bob would say, this will be a very specific pay grade that would be inclusive of these bits of information. Now, Margarita says it best when she starts talking about the difference between the elect ones and the chosen ones and the called ones. And that will unfold itself for those that can embrace it and take it. And J.W. would never want to engage that as a position because it would be the biggest power play ever, ever, ever in the history of man. But from us, we have no dog in the fight and can happily discuss it at an infinitum. Free energy is significant, but when you accurately assimilate free energy with the change in what you call the atmosphere, that's more significant than free energy.
This is what fringe, a deeper way to look at what fringe is about.
That's exactly right.
One in Colorado.
No, first it was in Colorado and then it was in Washington, D.C.
I watched the summary of fringe they offer, the first three seasons. They point out that Walter created the machine they're trying to build to put Peter in.
Not Walter Nett, regular Walter.
Yeah, regular Walter built it, not the first peoples.
That's correct, Bob. But last statement that you made, but not the first peoples. No. The issue becomes that Walter was the first people.
Right. Now, this is what I want
to remember it.
What that meant to me, if Walter created it, he was Rai. He starts the ball rolling, and within the cosmic awareness metaphor that he creates this world of matter and this physical world, the embedding Peter in the machine is the metaphor for Rai keeping things going, keeping this world that
good.
He creates.
And just like Rai, just like Walter, suffered a lobotomy and could remember anything,
right.
So did the awareness. They got
that's
it. They were too clever by half.
Not that this is true, because there's no beginning, but within the mythology of Rai, and J.J. Abrams making mythology here, it overlaps pretty good with the Worcester Ion stuff, because you've got Walter created it all, and then he creates technology to keep himself going, and Peter is embedded in it. So his baby is both technology and Peter. So it's a really good metaphor,
well,
Carol.
Well, the metaphor is only completed when you get Walter with his whole mind back and not half a mind not to come. Then you start applying a tachyonic experience when they get into a future experience, and Walter starts sending the parts to the machines back to the Paleosaurus range of past history.
Back where the first peoples.
Correct. And that's when the conclusion comes that they indeed were the first peoples or those ascended. And then Walter uses his ascendedness as a limitation because they had to whack parts of his brain out.
He didn't do that when he was in the first people world.
Well, he did it soon after him and Billy. He begged Billy to do it. So it was way before what you're seeing as the now. So if you're doing it before the now, it makes no difference when you call it the first people or not. Now, don't mess this up. If you play this right, the first Sam Wise play that very closely, and then you get a very logistical genealogy regarding this information that's just now come forth. But see, the Samwises have been protecting it all along.
You go back a bit.
Yeah, we're talking about how it's the hydrogen gravity, gravitational pull, the dimensional aspect between worlds, and that's synced up to the coal play. So there's something that we're going to create with the coal play that's going to interact with the gravitational that will make it easier for me to go to parallel worlds and not just think it's a dream.
Dude, you're complete what Tesla was trying to tell you.
Like, everybody's saying, you know, let's get coal fusion in this one world. And they think there's only one world. And it'd be a great miracle to get coal fusion. But what would be more significant is we develop technologies that interact and relate to other worlds. See, that's greater. We're just talking about this world with coal play.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But there's this all, what this new civilization connects with other worlds. Okay, so the gravity thing, when talking about change of gravity, is that the change in the boiling point and those things in this world, or it's a bigger level that we haven't talked about of change in matter, so to speak?
Bigger level you haven't talked about yet.
But you say hydrogen. Is hydrogen in the interval between worlds?
Yes.
Hydrogen, the interplay between worlds?
It is a substance in the interplay, because he started talking about hydrogen.
So is hydrogen in the interplay between worlds?
Yes.
So that's a yes. So is the fact that we're making more hydrogen now, in many ways, the radiation plus what we're doing, is that somehow creating a key or a doorway to other worlds?
Or required. It has to go somewheres.
Well, it could.
I think it has to go somewheres, Carolyn, or it spills over out of this world connecting with other worlds.
Well, it connects from end to end at some point, yes.
End to end, E-N-D?
Yes.
At some point.
Good.
Because there is a finite amount of reality or matter or something.
Mm-hmm.
Remember?
Well, that's predicated on what you have.
It could change the situation. If you only get a certain amount of hydrogen and you make a whole bunch more, it's got to go over to the other places.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
And that's H197 we're talking about, Carolyn? That's the part of hydrogen?
Well, it's part of it.
So then dark matter and radioactivity, and H197 is part of that. Radioactivity really is the invisible, the dark matter world they're trying to understand. Those are invisible to us, but they are bridge stones. They're chemical bridges to other worlds. Something like that, Ion?
Yes,
they represent the interfaces with other worlds, but because we don't allow ourselves to see them, they look like missing matter.
Yeah.
Right. Until they show up and then they become an anomaly and is, then that is, then it's like, well, that always was.